monument. These very sad, lonely, scared people on the National Front. They've got nothing to offer but hatred. And that hatred comes because they believe the lies and the myths that are perpetuated by racist, gutter-snipe newspaper editors in the tabloids and the broadsheets. The lackeys of Parliament and the people feeding like pigs at the trough. The politicians that run the country, who then, in turn, serve the interests of the big corporate men and usually men in grey suits that run the multinationals and transnationals that are raping and plundering oil, diamonds, cobalt, copper, tin and water from underneath the soil of other people's countries. And simply saying, in this country, that all we need to do is redistribute the wealth that is being plundered from other countries is a way of redistributing equality, is to miss the point. Parliament offers no route. What we need to do is gather on the streets and dig deep within the working class, within the most oppressed sections of society, amongst asylum seekers and amongst economic migrants, and create a unified grassroots movement, a unified working class grassroots movement that can lead the rest of the working class against Parliament and against the racist police and against the racist corporate media. Parliament offers no solutions. Social Democrats offer no solutions. They are nothing more than opportunists representing the best interests of the upper sections of the working class and the lower middle class. We need to dig deep within the working class. We need to build a movement from the streets. We need to ignore the flunkies and the lackeys in other movements on the left that seem to fail to recognise what's happening abroad. I look steady on the left. The words capitalism, the words imperialism seem to be old-fashioned socialist kitsch vocabulary. Imperialism and capitalism is as relevant today as it's always been, and we can see it in its most naked, aggressive form in Afghanistan, in Iraq, Palestine at the moment. They need to justify attacking these countries and oppressing Muslim communities simultaneously in this country. They did this in the 70s and the 80s amongst the Catholic Irish community in this country. They're doing it now, maybe amongst the Pakistani Muslim community, but also amongst the other sections of the asylum seeking community as well, whether they're from Africa or Asia or South America or wherever else it is that they've come from. So, once again, let's get together, let's build a movement from the grassroots up, because together we are stronger. Let's try and defeat this poison that is affecting the working class and dividing the working class and pitting brother and sister against brother and sister. We need to stand in solidarity and we need to overcome the lies and the myths and the falsehoods that are offered by many opportunists and social democrats on the left.